I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the Anglican calendar, today is titled Good Shepherd Sunday. Psalm 23, or Psalm for today, best describes the caring role of a shepherd. Hence, this is often referred to as the Shepherd's Psalm. In describing the Lord as a shepherd, David wrote out of his own experience because he had spent his early years caring for sheep. Sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision, guidance, and protection. The New Testament calls Jesus the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd. As a matter of fact, in John 10, verse 11, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd." As the Lord is the Good Shepherd, so we are his sheep, not frightened, passive animals, but obedient followers, wise enough to follow one who will lead us in the right places and in the right way. The psalm does not focus on the animal-like qualities of sheep, but on the discipleship qualities of those who follow the shepherd. Listen to some of the benefits we receive when we allow the Good Shepherd to guide us. The psalm begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Many times we confuse need with want. Our shepherd will not allow us to need because he supplies all that we need. He supplies everything for us to live our daily lives. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. When we allow our good shepherd to guide us, we have contentment. Our shepherd knows the green pastures and the quiet waters that will restore us, that will refresh us. We will reach these places only by following him obediently. When we rebel against the shepherd's leading, we rebel against our best interests. When we go our own way, we lose contentment. In these stressful, uncertain times, following the shepherd sounds very appealing. He leads me in right paths. With the widespread technology that surrounds us, the many abilities of the iPhone and other such devices cause us to have many conflicting paths. They bombard us, they are on every side. Social media is like a never-ending trail. While there are excellent benefits with increased technology, there are predators lurking in the shadows. For students, cyberbullying has disturbed many homes. We have to deliberately listen for the familiar voice of the shepherd. The sheep knows the shepherd's voice and will follow. Let us be aware of the pitfalls and differing paths that are in our world. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no ill, for you are with me to comfort me. We have experienced some dark valleys since the pandemic. For over 2 years now, we have been living with protocols and masks, living apart from family and friends, and many times behind closed doors. Lockdowns were especially mentally stressful. Psychologists and psychiatrists have noted the increase in mental cases. Dark days indeed. Still, millions all over the world have walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and then they did not survive. Relatives and friends were frustrated and in despair as they were not allowed to visit their loved ones as they lay dying in hospitals. No one to hold their hands and pray as they drew their last breath. David knew about difficult times. He was described as a man after God's own heart, chosen by God to be the king of Israel. Yet he experienced many ups and downs. In the shadow of death, really, when King Saul searched for him to kill him. Some of his sad times were from his own mistakes, some from his enemies. He was an adulterer and a murderer. Yet when he felt sorrow for his sins and prayed to God, the Good Shepherd restored him. Some of the Psalms that are called the penitential Psalms, are recorded proofs of David's repentance. For example, read Psalm 51. No one is really saying what the origin of the coronavirus is. There were rumors that it was man-made, created in a lab. No matter what valleys we may be in or have been in, the Good Shepherd knows where we are, and as we call for help, he is willing to heal and comfort us. The psalm continues. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Living in this country where we enjoy such abundance, it is somehow unbelievable that so many are hungry, some even starving close to us. We may sometimes become complacent unless we think about the many food banks around us and further afield. The food banks give main supply for many in this community. In the midst of such affluence, many parents and children are hungry. Their social assistance checks cannot pay the bills and provide food for the month. The food bank that is operated by NeighborLink supplies up to 100 persons each month. Along with non-perishable foods, contributions of money is made to buy fresh fruit and vegetables and meat. We here at St. George have the opportunity to be God's hands and feet as we provide food for the hungry. In ancient Near Eastern culture, at a banquet, it was customary to anoint a person with fragrant oil as a lotion. Hosts were also expected to protect their guests at all costs. God offers the protection of a host even when enemies surround us. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Recently, I read about the significance of the shepherd anointing the sheep's head with oil. I think you have heard that sheep are really dumb animals. They wander away from the green pastures and end up in thickets, among rocks, and on slippery slopes. The shepherd searches for the sheep to reunite him with the flock. While the sheep is thrashing about in the thicket, his head gets caught firmly. Left on its own, after the insects had entered into his head, he becomes septic and dies. However, our shepherd, like the shepherd with the sheep out in the field, prepares for that eventuality by pouring oil on the shepherd's head. So the shepherd blesses us that we are able to avoid slippery slopes, and thickets. Our shepherd keeps us free from danger. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Life is uncertain. We should follow our good shepherd who offers us eternal life. As believers, we will dwell with God, and as our perfect host and shepherd, he promises to guide and protect us through life, to bring us into his house forever. In the gospel reading, we see Jesus at the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus was there for the celebration of the Feast of Dedication. This was significant for the Jews because it marked the cleansing of the temple. The temple had been defiled by a Greek ruler. John makes it clear that on this occasion, at this time, it was winter. Nevertheless, there were people who were out and about. They were there to observe the feast day, and so was Jesus. Yet, as we know, everywhere that Jesus went, he attracted a crowd. Not all for the right reasons. On this occasion, they surrounded Jesus to try to trap him, for him to say something that they considered to be blasphemous. Their question, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus' reply was like a slap in the face. I did tell you, but you do not believe. And Jesus continued, because you are not my sheep. If they were followers of Jesus, they would recognize the shepherd's voice and follow him and realize that he is indeed the Messiah. I am told that in some sheep farming areas, sheep belonging to different farmers graze together in the same field. In the evening, when each farmer is rounding up his sheep to put in their pens for the night, he only has to call. Each flock goes to its owner because they recognize their owner's voice. The people questioning Jesus made matters worse for themselves. Jesus told them like it is, "You are not my sheep. You are not my followers." You see, there are many people who are asking for proof for the wrong reasons. Most of these questioners didn't want to follow Jesus in the way that he wanted to lead them. In the reading from Revelation, John is describing what he saw in a vision. This vision described a great multitude of people dressed in white robes. I have imagined many scenarios of me in the crowd with my palm branch and my white robes. Yes, there were people from every nation, language, or creed all together. Here's a good reason we should not harbor prejudices, whether with race, denomination, political affiliation, or financial status. All people, not a group over here or another group over there, but all people will stand before the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Lamb who sacrificed himself on the cross to pay the price for our sins, for the sins of the whole world. In the Old Testament, a lamb would be killed and the blood sprinkled on the altar, signifying the washing away of sins. This would be done at a particular time each year. However, Jesus has taken the place of that lamb. Jesus is our lamb He died once and for all for our salvation. So there stood the countless crowd, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. Do not confuse this crowd with the ones on Palm Sunday. Hosanna to the King, they cried. Yet a few days later, they were condemning Jesus, saying, crucify him. This crowd of people had chosen to follow Jesus when they were alive. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And no believer ever need worry about which group he or she will be in. God includes and protects each of us, and we are guaranteed a place in his presence. The Lamb, Jesus, will be our good shepherd. He will lead us to the springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. This pandemic has caused many to have many tears. And indeed, it has seemed as if we have been going through a great tribulation. We remain faithful to our Good Shepherd, however, who will continue to lead us safely through whatever comes our way. Many countries around the world are celebrating Mother's Day today. We remember with hearts full of gratitude our mothers past and present. We remember their loving care, their selflessness, kindness, and protection. The picture on the cover of the bulletin, and there, shows a shepherdess, a female shepherd caring for the sheep. And if we look closely, there are many qualities that fit both a shepherd and a mother. Protection from danger, ample food, times for comfort, teaching, and training. I do not presume to say that all mothers are great. For whatever reasons, many children are abused and neglected by their mothers. Fresh in our minds in this past week's news is the mystery surrounding a young girl found dead in a dumpster. Dead from a while back. Our hearts cry out, where was the mother? Who did such a cruel thing? We are grateful for foster parents, for those who have adoptions, many who mother children because of the needs they encounter. Many women are mother, father to their children. There's a book that was very popular in Jamaica some years ago entitled My Mother Who Fathered Me, written by Emily Clark. It is the study of three selected communities in Jamaica. This book is still available, and you can get it from Amazon if you're interested. These are single mothers who struggle to make ends meet, especially during the past 2 years. Over this weekend, NeighborLink is reaching out to single mothers in the Willowdale, North York area. 88 single mothers will receive a bouquet of flowers, a hamper of groceries, and money for other supplies. Let us be our sisters' keepers and help whenever we can. Love your mother while you can. Bring her flowers or whatever she likes, even if you are not on the best of terms. Do not wait for Mother's Day to visit, to cook her favorite meal, or to take her to a fancy restaurant. She will not see your tears, nor the flowers, nor the golden casket after she's gone. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here. So stay in the fold. Keep listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd. The eternal benefits far outweigh any treasure you can amass in this life. Let us pray. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, we give you thanks, Lord, for all the benefits that you have given to us. And we thank you, Lord God, that your goodness never fails. Your faithfulness avails for us every morning. We ask you, Lord God, to bless all mothers connected to persons in this congregation, and indeed all mothers around the world. Let your love, Lord God, be an example of motherhood. And let us, Lord God, walk close to you as you speak to us in your quiet voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.